USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
The House of Representatives has impeached President Trump for a second time, approving a charge of incitement of insurrection by a 232-197 vote. 10 Republicans crossed the aisle to vote with all Democrats to approve the articles. Representative Kat Kamick did not vote for impeachment. The Florida Republican tells Fox News that today's vote was far from the work that Congress should be doing. Nor is it helping to unite the country.
We have got to get our economy back on track, recover from COVID. Hundreds of thousands of businesses have gone under. We have real work to do, and there is nothing about today that was productive. There was nothing in the way of healing. There was nothing unifying about it. It's upsetting, of course, but we have to be bigger and we have to be better than what has happened here in the last 10 days.
This is USA Radio News.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. We create professional materials representing your idea and submit it to companies who are looking for new ideas. We have more than 9,000 companies who have agreed to review ideas in confidence. If a company shows interest in manufacturing your invention, we can negotiate on your behalf. We have helped over 10,000 clients receive patents. We also offer services including 3D modeling and animation demonstrating your idea, prototyping services, and we use state-of-the-art technology to show InventHelp client ideas to additional companies. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp.
Call us for free information at 1-800-460-1663. That's 1-800-460-1663. Again, 1-800-460-1663.
California is expanding its coronavirus vaccination program, adding all residents 65 and older to its list of people who qualify for this phase of vaccination. In his announcement, Governor Gavin Newsom added that California is trying to secure more vaccines, as only 1% of Californians have received the shot. The expansion comes as the state is averaging more than 40,000 new infections a day. Another vaccine is showing promise, as Johnson & Johnson's one-dose shot showed promising results in early-phase trials. In data reported Wednesday in the New England Journal of Medicine, the vaccine appeared to be safe, with immune responses shown in both elderly and younger volunteers. Data from the company's larger Phase 3 trial is expected later this month. A third approved vaccine would be welcoming in bolstering a vaccination operation that many health officials have said has been too slow. The Johnson & Johnson vaccine would simplify some areas of logistics, as only one shot is required, and it doesn't need to be stored at sub-zero temperatures when shipped. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
With the House passing articles of impeachment against President Trump on Wednesday, what's next? Tim Berg has more from the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau.
With the House of Representatives impeaching President Trump for the second time on Wednesday, where do things stand in the Senate? Former New Jersey Governor Chris Christie telling ABC's Good Morning America he's not exactly sure how this will go down in the Senate.
Given what I've heard so far, I think it's unlikely, but it's possible. You know, there's certainly a lot of discontent, as was mentioned earlier in your report, in the Republican Party, and a lot of upset over the conduct that's happened over the last 9 weeks, really. We're now talking about since Election Day. And so, you can never, I'm going to put it this way, I wouldn't bet it one way or the other, but if you ask me to make a prediction, I would say it's less likely than likely.
From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
And a larger list of upcoming guest hosts for Jeopardy has been announced, a day after Pro Bowl quarterback Aaron Rodgers leaked the news that he would guest host the show. Producers announcing that journalist Katie Couric, actress Mayim Bialik, and 60 Minutes correspondent Bill Whitaker will also hold guest hosting duties, with more names to be announced later in the season. Former champion Ken Jennings is currently guest hosting the show, with his first episodes airing this week. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.